Talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio, the second hour. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits. All points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. And we're going right now to the front lines of history in the making. Today is St. Patrick's Day. Happy St. Patrick's Day to everybody listening to Devil Radio. You know, there's a development in Washington that concerns me, and I'm going to lay it out, and it's not apparent how you solve this. Under the law, a party, in this case the Democratic Party, who now has the majority, has 60 days to roll back Trump regulations without having to go through the whole Senate and run into the filibuster. 60 days. Today, 60 days ago, was January 17, roughly 60 days. Trump, in the last 72 hours, last 24 hours, the last week of his presidency, put through a lot of regs that were very bad on the environment, on consumer protection, and a lot of other things. The minute that Joe Biden was sworn in as president, and of course he had the Senate at that point by a very bare, it's 50-50, but Kamala Harris is the tiebreaker. They had the ability to undo Trump regs going back 60 days from that. In those days, it was the end of November. Now it's January 17, and so far, they have not done that with any reg. And I am afraid that unless they do it in the next 3 days, and I don't expect them to do it, they are not going to use that power. In contrast, McConnell, the minute that Trump was inaugurated in January of 2017, and they had a majority in the Senate, just did it all over the place with Obama regs. I think that the reason the Democrats haven't done it is because if you eliminate a reg, repeal it, get rid of it, it's still going to require some other regulation to address that particular issue. And if they put in another regulation that's a good regulation, the Republicans will kill it in the Senate. That does have to go through the Senate. Some of these regulations are being attacked in court. And I think the Democrats thought, I think that Schumer's thought, maybe Biden, although it may be that he's leaving this up to Schumer, and the caucus, is to revise these regulations and work with the Republicans to get to 10 votes to be able to get it through in kind of a holistic fashion. I am deeply skeptical. I don't think there are 10 votes. To convict Trump in the insurrection impeachment, they got 7 votes, which is amazing. I mean, that means that 57 senators said that Trump should be convicted. 57% of the Senate. That's a huge number, but it's not 60, an unrealistic number. I don't think you're going to get 10 of them. Do you think Moscow Mitch and that caucus and that Trump identity cult, the QAnon cult, do you think that they are going to say, oh, okay, 10 moderates can do it? There aren't 10 moderates. My view would have been to repeal like crazy all the bad stuff Trump did. Drilling, a lot of environmental atrocities. Not depend on the courts. Then propose our own executive orders, or our own regs, I should say, Moscow Mitch would sabotage them, and then Trump, or rather Biden, just put them in his executive orders, say that's the way it is. And, you know, there's a lot of companies who could say, yeah, we could go to court and say this is short-circuiting, this is circumventing it, but that's expensive, we might lose. Just work it out directly with the regulated. Moscow Mitch will not in good faith do anything to accommodate this or to come up with 10 votes so this thing can go forward. Anyway, there you have it. 3 more days. And there were a lot of regs that they rammed through at the very end. A lot of regs they rammed through at the very end, and 3 days from now, start of spring, they're toast, they're history. We can't, then we have to go through the Senate. We're going to the lines. Bill of Oconomowoc, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Bill?
Thanks, man. And what, talking about our buddy Moscow Mitch, you know, he threatened the country again recently with, you know, the scorched earth policy if we remove the filibuster. You know, he loves the rules when he writes the rules. He hates the rules when he has to abide by rules he doesn't write. So what is the point of calling him or even honoring this guy with anything other than he takes up space? And if we, I think the Democrats should just control it all. We can't expect any of these guys to step forward. They supported a terrorist act. They stood up for a terrorist act, and they seem to have no conscience. And just as a sidebar, this isn't what you were talking about, but where are the Christian evangelicals that voted for Trump at the border? Where are they on the right to life for these kids and these families crossing the border? They go silent. They're very much for against abortion, as I am myself. But if you're against abortion and you want these kids to come to term, or you want kids to help kids, you do something by your actions. These right. people, I have had Moscow yep. Mitch. He has no right to say, it's kind of like, I don't know if you remember in the hearings with Brett Kavanaugh, he threatened the country. And here's what he said. He said, if he doesn't become Supreme Court judge, if he doesn't get his way, what goes around comes around. This is one of our judges. That you know, how can you have any dignity? How can you have any, moral clarity? Hey, I want to be a Supreme Court judge. You bring an accusation up against me. What goes around comes around. Wow. Wow. So all these guys threaten us. That's all they do, threats. So, yes, you're right on what you're talking about, working with Moscow, or not working with Mitch. Leave him in the dust. He would never, ever cross the aisle. Biden had talked about unity. Unity happens when you say, look, we're willing to work with you. Not we're going to have things our way or there's no unity. Their only way for unity is their way. So thanks again for letting me speak my piece. Have a great day. You do a wonderful job, Matt.
Yeah, thank you, Bill. You're a good man. And I'll tell you what, said a lot of profound things. Let me get right to it. Moscow Mitch has threatened, and he did it with the filibuster, but he'll do it with all this stuff. He says, we will scorched earth. He used that term, scorched earth. He said, for instance, we will demand roll calls and endless debate on whether to open the session, close the session, go to lunch. We're going to demand the full reading of every law, which, remember, they did that with the COVID Relief Act. Ron Johnson did, and it took 10 hours into the wee hours. We will shut down the Senate. We will do a quorum call on every vote. We will shut down the Senate. Now, let me tell you something. First of all, he's full of beans. He doesn't have the horses to do it. And he also said, you know, when we get in, if you get rid of the filibuster, all it takes is 51 votes to get rid of Social Security and Medicare. OK, now, I personally think that there are some Republicans who would be tarred and feathered if they did something like that. But I don't put it past them. I do not put it past them. So it's about time, I think, that we said this to Moscow Mitch. They have a thing called unanimous consent. Theoretically, everything has to be agreed to by all 100 of them, virtually everything. That's because they think they're the Roman Senate 2,000 years ago. And the Roman Senate, very prestigious, 2,000 years ago. And, you know, you have people like Cicero and all these people. They ain't Cicero. And Cicero is no damn good anyway, okay, in many respects. But, you know, let's not get into Cicero. the point, Luke, you got something to say? You're wiggling your fingers.
Yeah, I saw something pretty funny yesterday that gave me a good chuckle, and I thought you'd like it too, where somebody online said that Mitch McConnell is threatening that if the Democrats do anything like Mitch McConnell would do, he's threatening to be all like Mitch McConnell. And so it's just like, he, even when he's in the majority, he uses all the power he possibly can, and when he's in the minority, he complains that he's got no power while still bringing everything to a standstill halt. So it's just
right. He wouldn't even give Merrick Garland a hearing. He wouldn't even invite Merrick Garland into his chambers for coffee and politely talk to him. He said the guy's a pariah, a leper, get him out of here. When they're in power, they ram it down your throats and then they complain. Well, they're not the Roman Senate, okay? Who cares about, you can't have all 100. You could have all 100 in the first Senate. And it wasn't 100 back then. There were a lot fewer states. But with George Washington, there weren't really political parties. The Federalists and the, you know, the more state rights parties were starting to form. But now you have assassins, obstructionists. You have people who don't care about the United States. You have people who betrayed us to the commie Ruskies, okay? And the fact of the matter is that Moscow Mitch, what you know what you do, Schumer? You change all the rules and require 50 votes to change, you know, for call for a quorum and all this good stuff. Okay, we are going to a break. The lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.